Fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from those lowlands of Indiana, not the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA, but we're here in Indiana, USA, and we're enjoying ourselves. My goodness gracious, it's like springtime here. It's like 70 degrees today. My goodness, this is incredible. It's almost like being back in Phoenix this time of year, where I was there for 35 years, much of my time spent as a police officer there. But it's good to be here in Indiana with all the great folks in the area here. We're treated very, very well, but it is difficult being away from our home and being away particularly for this volunteer retired cop, not being at our headquarters for our two police and military associations. But as most of you know, we're here because we have to be here. My wife's treatment, VA hospital, she's 22 years military veteran and came down with a Gulf War illness during the first Gulf War and almost killed her. The experimental anthrax vaccines and the experimental drugs she was given, the BP pills they were told to take, experimental. And then the depleted uranium just about killed my bride. But praise the Lord, she lived through that, has disabilities today. But she's not one of the 11 to 15,000 of her brothers and sisters that perished after the first Gulf War because of the poisonings our government gave her. But she came down with cancer, which at least 40% of the Gulf War ill vets from the first Gulf War have come down with some form of cancer. And so we're going through that cancer treatment at this time, and we're here. And so tomorrow is her first visit to the doctor, and we'll let you know how that turns out. But anyway, it's good to be here. We've got our little office set up here so I can continue to volunteer my time like I have for the last 24 years, to help us educate our police and soldiers about their oath and saying no to immoral and unlawful activities. And so here we are again tonight, and I want to share some thoughts with you. And a letter from a supporter out there came in, and it gets me very excited to hear about somebody that loves God and is out there doing God's will. Okay, it always gets me excited, and many of our listeners are just that kind of great, godly Americans that are out there doing God's will. So I'm happy to be here with you. We'll be back after this break.
Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gatto Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gatto Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gatto Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gatto Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gatto Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Welcome back, folks, to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, and away from my headquarters and home, my bride and I are, we're here in Indiana. But it's still good duty. You know, I've been answering email from soldiers and police officers and people in the private sector while I've been here. We're still doing trust for people that want to get their property out of their hands, out of their personal ownership, so that if they make somebody mad, they can't lose what they have. And we're volunteering our time to do trust for people. And we're doing all the things we can possibly do, doing our radio programs here twice a day. And it's good duty because there's so many wonderful Americans out there doing their part. Praise God, and more every day are waking up doing what God told us to do, and that's get out of your prayer closets, get out of the church, and confront evil leaders in government. And stand up to them and put down this Antichrist world government system. We can do it. And praise God, we just heard from Ted Pike. You know, we won, folks. We won by getting together and working together, getting out and putting feet to our prayers and doing something by calling our elected things, our congressmen and senators, and telling them to stop the hate crimes legislation. And guess what? It was stopped. We can do it if we would just get busy and do what God told us to do, and that is be in dominion on this earth take dominion of this earth as God's people were supposed to do and did for a while here in America, and then occupy this land for God until his return. Well, you can't occupy the land if you're not doing things, actually working and doing God's will, as are a lot of our brothers and sisters listening today on Republic Broadcasting Network are doing. And one of them just wrote to me, and it excites me every time I hear one of our Christian brothers that love the Lord and is out there doing God's will every single day. He says, "Hello, Officer Jack. My name's Jeremy. I love what you're trying to do with police and military against the New World Order. I run a little website as well. I've been handing out flyers about the 9/11 truth and have been handing out copies of Alex Jones movies and generally trying to cause an awakening of the foul play our nation has gone through and can continue to go through. I'm having no problems with the general population, but those police officers and soldiers in my area are not taking it so well. I feel with the police state part of these videos that I'm handing out, I am putting my local officers in fear that everyone who sees these videos will start to think, oh my gosh, cops do that? I think these videos are, they think these videos are anti-officer, and I have actually received a small amount of harassment from some of the cops about it. I have a link to your website, Police and Military Against the New World Order, hoping that the awakening people of law enforcement will not see this as the case, that I'm not anti-officer, and that there is a place for them in the grand solution to returning America back to God and freedom. I was wondering if you had made any videos specifically for police where you tell them like it is and what they can simply do to help. You, if you haven't made any videos, I hope you will think of making one." And he goes into telling me how to do it. Of course, we've made a lot of videos. We certainly have over the years. And so, Jeremy, yes, we have videos if you're listening tonight. I know you listen in. He says here, "I'd like to help you make the videos if you need help." Well, no, we've done just fine. All you need to do, Jeremy, is get a hold of us at our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter office and talk to Carol about which videos we have today. And, of course, we have our new sheriff's video out there for sheriffs and county commissioners so that the sheriff will know his powers, duties, and jurisdiction to say no to all these horrible programs coming into the county to subjugate the people in the county under the federal under federal control. So we have that video. He says, "I sure wish there was more sites and people like you doing what you're doing, but through my searches, you seem to be the only one dealing with police and military. By the way, have you ever heard of Operation Vampire Killer? I found it online. I was just wondering about its authenticity. I wish I could catch you. Your show more often, though. Do you have an archive of your shows for download anywhere?" Yes, we do. Republic Broadcasting Network has an archive. So all you have to do is go to the website, rbnlive.com, and you will find an archives area. Now, Jeremy, Operation Vampire Killer 2000 is our manual for police and military against the New World Order. If you read a little further in our on our website, Police and Military Against the New World Order, you will find where we issue copies of Operation Vampire Killer 2000. That is our primer for police and soldiers to awaken them. We've had no better success than with that publication, 75 pages, that spell out the whole the greater part, let's say, of the Antichrist world government conspiracy from beginning to end. So you're right. It works very well. We always introduce that first to police and soldiers when we have a chance so that they will know who we're fighting and know what this is all about and have an understanding. And then we get them to start reading our regular Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, Jeremy. So I will answer your email as soon as I can here, Jeremy, but I just want to say, Jeremy, if you're listening, and of course I'm going to put this in my email to you, that I am so proud to know you, Jeremy. God is blessing us in this nation by more and more people like you, Jeremy, waking up and doing what God told us to do. And that is getting active, not just sitting back and complaining like a lot of cops and soldiers do, drinking a beer and then turning on the ball game and then afterwards cuss a little more and complain about how bad the nation is, but actually getting out, turning off the ball game, putting down the beer, and doing what Jeremy does. Get out there and meet people and tell them about things like Republic Broadcasting Network that broadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and how to tune in, or pass them one of our Aiding Abet Police Military newsletter on constitutional issues. Tell them to put it in the hands after they read it, put it in the hands of a police officer or soldier, or tapes like you've been doing, handing out tapes, video, audio tapes. You can get archives of our shows here and hand them out to people, and I'm sure that there's no problem with you making copies of tapes that have been archived here of our shows and just making copies and getting them in the hands of your friends and relatives. Folks, it's working. You know, what we are doing is awakening thousands and thousands of Americans every single day. Matter of fact, it is scaring the bejeebers out of the international crime families like the Bush crime family that has control of our government today. It's scaring them because we're bypassing their controlled media. They have control of the major media in this land. Hollywood is totally, of course, controlled. Book manufacturing companies, the books that are put into the public schools have been revised so that it talks about communism and socialism and the wonders of those wonderful systems and downplays our constitutional republic. They call it a democracy, which is one of the most evil forms of government on the face of the earth. And so, but we're going around them today, as Jeremy knows, and we're handing out tapes. We're using mass communications like here at Republic Broadcasting Network. With your help and donations, we're getting the word out to more and more people. Now, of course, this is kind of scary, because Bush and his criminal cronies know that we are winning. We're waking up the masses of the American people. Less and less people are watching the ABC, NBC, CBS, and so forth, and reading the controlled press, printed press in America. And they're reading things that will tell them the truth. They're watching programs, and they're listening to wonderful alternative news on talk radio like Republic Broadcasting Network. But what this means is that Bush and his criminals, fellow criminals, have to do something serious very soon, because they're going to lose if they don't, which means they're going to try to do more terrorism in America. They're bringing in, allegedly, they're scaring us to death with this bird flu, which Dr. Lenny Horowitz told us is a fraud. But they're building this vaccine that they're going to make billions on, billions and billions out of pumping this vaccine into the veins of little American children and elderly people and anybody else that'll take it. And Dr. Lenny Horowitz says it is the trouble, the evil is in the vaccine itself, the bad stuff they're going to shoot into your arm to try to lower the population of the nation and the world. So a lot of evil things are going on, but I want to remind all the listeners out there that our Lord is in control. The devil and his minions like Bush and the international crime cabal that has control of the nations are not in control. They believe they are, but they're not. So all we have to do, folks, is get out and do what God told us to do. Get down on our knees first and ask forgiveness for not being out there doing what we're supposed to do. And get out and start doing what Jeremy's doing and many, many others to awaken our brothers and sisters around this nation to the reality of what is facing us today, and duplicate your efforts and the efforts of many other people. And God will bless us and take the judgment away from this nation that he's put on it because we've turned our back on God. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program after these important messages.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
To the Officer Jack McLam program, and perfect example of you out there doing your work, doing what God asked you to do, and getting involved, okay, in trying to occupy this land and get us back out of control, the control of these international world government proponents out there, like the Bush crime family. Is an article I'm looking at here on the email that vaccines doctors are getting more and more parents refusing these vaccines for their children, and it came out in the Washington Post. A staff writer there, Sandra Boodman, I guess it is Boodman, says that a Northern Virginia pediatrician James R. Bowell says he and his partners find themselves confronting with increasing regularity parents, usually a mother, refusing the scheduled immunizations because they had read that it causes their babies to develop autism. Well, it's just wonderful, folks, that people are beginning to spread the truth. They're getting active, and more people are waking up. And this whole article in the Washington Post that evil establishment newspaper that is one of the main instruments of this international world government conspiracy. They have these reports, and they only let the doctors speak about how horrible it is that moms and dads are coming in or saying no, they're not bringing their children in for these immunizations because it kills many of them, and it does. It kills many of the kids, causes them to have horrible reactions, and not just fatal, but does cause autism and other things. And this all comes from people spreading this truth around to other people. So, folks, we're beginning to win. We're beginning to win, but we have to remember that we have to pray and ask the Lord to stop. Use these imprecatory prayers. We had Pastor John Weaver on explaining to us about imprecatory prayers, which you'll find in the Psalms. David and others use imprecatory prayers to stop evil leaders from doing their evil. And you and I don't stop them. We pray to God that God will stop them any way God sees fit to stop them from doing their evil and injuring God's people. And we must do that at this time because George Bush and the internationalist elite out there, this international criminal cabal that controls our governments, have the ability, if God will allow them to do it, to blow things up and kill hundreds of thousands of Americans and Britons, British people and the Israeli people and people of all nations at their whim. They can pull another 9/11 and just blow up thousands and thousands of people and make you think, and then they point their finger at whoever they want to point their finger at and say, those dirty Arabs did it, and they're coming for you next. So what do you want us to do about it? Well, the goal is to get you and I to cry for martial law. Put us under martial law, suspend the Constitution, and King George Bush will be our king. And so he can do that if God will allow him to. But folks, through prayer and praying these imprecatory prayers, to just pray directly at these individuals that refuse to do what is right and refuse to turn back, or if they ever were with God, to turn back to God. Most of them never were. And that God, if they refuse to do what's right and refuse to turn to God, that the Lord just takes them out any way he sees fit. Well, I just wanted to tell you about that example where you and I getting out and doing the hard work of informing other people, our neighbors, our relatives and friends about the truth in this vaccination situation is beginning to turn the tide. People are saying, no, I know what you've done to us. I know what you've done to our children. I know, you know, that these things have bad things in them, and I'm going to not do this to my children, and you're not going to do it. Well, just another prime example, folks. And I told you the other night, I wanted to share with you something from our sheriff's manual. We just put out our sheriff's manual, and I want to get into that for a few minutes here, because it's just filled with important information that your local sheriff has to have. We get into posse comitatus. What's that all about? I think we did that on the radio the other night. We get into the jury system, to where the sheriff knows that the judge and the prosecutor are manipulating the juries, which is a crime. Jury tampering, that's called. And we show the sheriff how it's done, where the judge and the prosecutor deny the right of the people to decide if the law fits the crime, deny the right of the jury to decide if the law has any bearing on the case whatsoever, and deny evidence, deny witnesses to come before the jury, and they control the outcomes of the trials, especially for political prisoners. Where it's somebody like one of our listeners out there that gets sideways with the local police or the city magistrates or city fathers or something, and they trump up charges against you and they get you in court. And so that's in the sheriff's publication. So the sheriff will know how the judges and prosecutors actually violate the laws to get a jury decision that the jury wouldn't have come up with if the judge and the prosecutor hadn't manipulated the evidence and the witnesses and so forth. And then we also have the American terrorist as defined by the feds, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McGlam program, folks, and we're going to get into defining American terrorists, internal terrorists in this country in just a minute. We've got a whole section in our sheriff's manual for the sheriff to look at here. But first, before we do, I understand one of our sponsors is on the line, and that's Alan in Texas. Alan, are you there?
Yeah, Jack.
Alan, welcome to the program, my friend, and thank you for being a sponsor of Republic Broadcasting
Network.
Well,
I'm happy to be, and we've got just hundreds of people out there all over the place that are growing their own wheatgrass and juicing and getting all their nutrition. I talked with a neighbor of yours across the street. It's a small world. I told her to get a hold of you, but that's all.
Okay.
That's all a whole other thing.
All right.
But what I was calling about, Jack, I really appreciated that letter from Jeremy.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he realizes how special he is and what a one in a thousand that he is.
Yeah.
Taking that kind of an action.
Truly, yes.
We do a lot of different activities down here around Austin, as you know.
Yes.
And when we put out a plea and a call for help and for manpower and people to sit in and to show up to meetings, and you would think that, you know, we're talking to, you know, sometimes thousands of people, and you would expect hundreds to show up. And we would have just a handful of the very few and powerful and empowered individuals that are causing these changes to really happen.
You know, that's true, Alan. Very, very true. But praise the Lord, we're getting more letters like this, and we're getting We're winning more battles because more people are standing up and speaking out and taking action today than ever before. But you're right. It's still too rare.
Well, if
we want to see the multitude jumping up and doing these things one day, Alan.
Yeah, if we could throw the switch on one more person tonight, this show will have been worth every penny of what it took to get you out there again. I'd like to tell you something that happened here in Austin that we can hopefully spread around the country. The locals here already know about this, but for your shortwave listeners, something was tried once in Florida, once in California, and we did it yesterday here in Austin.
Okay.
A gal here in town operating a little organization called Vote Rescue, and we have a website called voterescue.org. And what we did with the help of that group and a woman who has sort of protégéd under Bev Harris with her voting integrity and electronic voting and reclaiming our elections and the integrity of our elections.
Yes.
They have arranged for parallel elections, and we did this at 6 voting locations covering 11 precincts in Austin last night. And this was a humble beginning of a program that will expand here, and I'd like to tell you what that is. We set up at the voting stations outside of the 100-foot limit where you're allowed to approach here in Texas with signs or whatever to talk to people.
Yes.
We set up our own table with a big sign that says Citizens Parallel Election on paper ballots, hand-counted in public view. And you would not believe the numbers of people that we had participate, and every single one of them said, you know, I knew there was something wrong with those machines. I knew that there was something bad they were doing, something, because we would show them the statistics. And they were so thrilled to participate in a parallel election.
Uh-huh.
Now, we did this for educational purposes and to reintroduce the idea of paper ballots, hand-counted, in public view.
Uh-huh.
It's not that difficult to organize.
I see. That's a fantastic idea, Alan. Yes. Hello?
Vote Rescue.
Okay.
VoteRescue.org.
Okay, VoteRescue.org. I've written that down. We'll check it out.
See what we did. And we can, actually, if we see an instance, and the more of this that we get happening throughout Texas and then spreading out across the country, we will be finding those instances where we are 100% opposite of what they're saying the vote is, and we will be able to challenge that at the state Attorney General's office.
Boy, they're sure not going to like you, Alan.
Well, you know, Jack,
the phony voting system is so important to these internationalists.
Oh, there's a lot of money in it, and I can't think of anything more important to put ourselves out there on the line for, though.
Amen, brother.
You know?
yes, that's so important for people to wake up to know that controlling the vote has been going on for a long time now, and with these new voting machines coming in, it's going to be such a breeze for the internationalists to just change the vote anywhere they want to.
Right.
So that's a very important thing you're doing there, Alan. VoteRescue.org.
Yes, and if they will get in contact with us, and we'll be happy to teach you how to do this in your own area and have your own humble beginnings. And you work it all out legally with your county people there to where they know what you're doing, and it's all kosher, and it's a lot of fun to really know that we actually can do something about that.
That's right, Alan. Everywhere we see the people getting together and standing up and praying that God will bless their efforts and getting involved, we win.
Yep.
Even today, where people say, oh, it's just too late, we've lost control, it is not true.
That's
right, we just overthrew this hideous hate crimes legislation nationally. Stopping the Senate from passing this. Kennedy was going to put it back into the Child Protection Act. And we overthrew that because the people actually got out and emailed and made phone calls by the thousands and thousands, and we stopped it again this year. This is the fifth year that we've stopped that because God's people just got out and got busy. So that's so encouraging. We can do that with the vote. We can do that with the vote rescue thing you're talking about, too, if we'll just do it.
Well, Jack, we love you. We appreciate your work, and we're working with you and right behind you all the way.
Thank you, Alan. Lord bless you, brother, for being there and doing what God told us to do, and that's to try to occupy until his return. And, Alan, that's what you guys are doing, and bless you all. Okay. Take care. Wow. That's exciting. Yes. One of the greatest problems we're having in the country today, folks, is people not realizing that the votes are being manipulated. So Alan and the team down there in Texas with VoteRescue.org, we're definitely going to look it up at our two police and military associations here and try to use it in our particular areas up there in Idaho, too. That's a wonderful idea. Thanks for calling in. Okay, folks, I want to take a few minutes and talk to you about our sheriff's publication just came out. And we just mailed it out this last weekend, matter of fact, to all of our subscribers out around the nation and around the world. And I want to take just a small portion of it and share with you about what the sheriff was going to read. Because the whole idea of our sheriff's video, to show the sheriff his powers and duties and responsibilities and what he can do and what he cannot do, at protecting the people in the county, and there's so much the sheriff can do that they don't even know they have the power or the jurisdiction to do it. And here's one of those areas for the sheriff to understand that we have this article that I put together. It says here, Feds Define American Terrorist, by former Phoenix Police Department Intelligence Officer Jack McLam, retired. Page 10, it starts out, and it says here, this article will accomplish at least two objectives, Sheriff. First, it will inform county sheriffs that one day they may well be asked to round up average, everyday American citizens who disagree in some fashion with the national/international governments we have installed today. Secondly, it will serve as one more example of how the federal agencies can cause chaos in the sheriff's county. And we've given numerous examples in the publication, folks, so this isn't the first one. But we say this is another example of how the federal agencies can cause chaos in your county, Sheriff. A few years ago, my good friend Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who's called the best sheriff in the West, I guess, was set upon by numerous concerned and angry citizens in the county and media personnel demanding an explanation when a certain circulating brochure to police only came to light publicly, having been issued secretly by the Joint Terrorism Task Force of the Phoenix, Arizona Office of the FBI. This was in the fall of 2001. Quite soon after 9/11. Since the face of the brochure for police only bore the Maricopa County Sheriff's badge right along with the FBI logo, obviously to give it more weight with law enforcement, local law enforcement, it was understandably assumed that this secret brochure had resulted from cooperative efforts between the two agencies. The fact is, however, according to Sheriff Joe Arpaio, that no prior knowledge or notice had been given Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, nor any approval had been given for the use of the sheriff's badge on the brochure. Nevertheless, by means of this brochure, the FBI agency engaged in instructing sheriff deputies and city police officers concerning just who the local domestic terrorist might be in the community, going on to list and thereby implicate actually a very large percentage of the general public as alleged possible domestic terrorists. This was the federal government's attempt to get local law enforcement to take special care and attention, give special care and attention when they come across any such criminal types, and that's in parentheses, and in filling out our data reports on these people to get the intel into the federal government's computers as soon as possible. Now, what I'm saying here, folks, is the secret brochure handed out to police officers only lists private citizens and organizations that allegedly the FBI claims is suspected domestic terrorist. And when we come across one of these in our daily activities as police officers, we're supposed to fill out a 36-card, some departments call it a combination report, little card in the officer's pocket, and we're supposed to gather information on these special people that are alleged domestic terrorists because the FBI said so, and we're supposed to call the Joint Terrorism Task Force right away and let them know we have one of these evil, evil people that we're talking to. And so, but the problem is, when you look at the list that was compiled for the FBI, okay, the FBI didn't compile this list, we know that, but the FBI had it compiled for them by a number of national and international hate organizations that hate these people on the brochure and listed people on the brochure that are not criminals and not domestic terrorists. But because the international organizations hate these people and what they believe in and stand for, they listed them on the brochure. All right, so now the FBI wants us to stop these individuals and fill out a 36-card report and call them and put this information into the FBI computers like NCIC, National Crime Information Bureau, so that now you, being a peaceful citizen belonging to one of these organizations, are now in the FBI computers as a possible domestic terrorist. Okay, to begin with, perhaps we should take a little closer look at the FBI's sub-agency assigned to create the disseminate this brochure. The Joint Terrorism Task Force was created by the federal government for the purpose of gathering and distributing information on individuals and organizations which certain far-left hate groups, examples of which may well be the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, the ADL, and organizations like Lawyer Morris Dees of the Southern Poverty Pimp Law Center, that they presented this list, organizations like this. Now, we don't know if the ADL did it or Morris Dees Southern Poverty Pimp Law Center did it, but it sure smells like them. And they presented this list, or organizations like theirs, hateful organizations, presented this list to state and federal governments as the list of the bad guys in our society. It's been common practice for such organizations to target individuals and groups they wish to destroy. I speak as a police investigator who served many years in a large, very large metropolitan city, over the sixth largest city in the United States, when I say that for 30-plus years now, the federal government has intentionally permitted international leftist hate groups to make up the list of who they are to deem the real threats in our nation. We lawmen could discuss at length why the federal government has this close alliance to these far-left associations of the private sector, but it would take far more pages than this publication can spare at this time. For now, with respect to the vital issue at hand here, suffice it to say that we hope to convince you, sheriffs, that the internationalist political leaders in Washington today want to see you and me, us, both sheriffs and cops, critically surveil and record everything we can possibly learn about these fellow Americans on the list, whom these radical leftist hate groups wish to eliminate. Sheriff, as you can scan the text of the FBI's brochure herein, you will notice that it does indeed include a number of groups which we officers believe are true American right-wing hate groups, though not terrorists, perhaps. But including these groups of real hate groups in America, in this brochure, it serves to paint as domestic terrorists, i.e. guilt by association, the rest of the groups listed here, or individuals, those who are mostly just good, honest, dedicated, and concerned Americans. Granted, there probably are groups and individuals with differing beliefs and lifestyles listed here in this brochure who you and me, and we may not want to choose to invite to dinner, home to dinner, some with whom we may even strongly disagree, in fact. But it is very important for us lawmen to recognize, however, that this does not make these people terrorists nor criminals because we disagree with them. Well, dear Brother Sheriff, perhaps we can now examine just a few of the various groups listed on this for cop's eyes only brochure, on the face of which we read the following emboldened plea from the FBI. If you encounter any of these following people, call the Joint Terrorism Task Force immediately. We'll be right back, folks, and we'll list some of these very evil Americans that the FBI wants us to.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Coming in because we're almost out of time. I looked at the clock, and boy, when you're having fun, the clock just runs really quick. Anyway, folks, we have printed in this sheriff's publication the whole FBI brochure, and you can read it. You can read the whole thing. It's a trifold brochure for eyes only, for police only, and it has lists of people in here that truly is shocking. And the sheriff should be shocked himself, and it should awaken your sheriff when he reads this, because it has people like this. right-wing extremists, they call it in the brochure. And the list is Defenders of the U.S. Constitution Against Federal Government and the U.N. The feds call them super patriots, okay? Well, as you and I, lawmen, know, and Sheriff, you know that this name, as possible terrorist, lists many good civil liberties groups along with most gun rights and American sovereignty groups in existence, and by extension their members as well, as supposed domestic terrorists. And I dare say this category would have included all of the American founding fathers had they been alive today. And the far left actually truly hates these people, of course. Another one is makes numerous references to the U.S. Constitution. Well, this one is so ridiculous it really deserves no comment. But when we consider it's from the viewpoint of the far left that printed up this list and gave it to the FBI, America and these anti-American groups who compile such a brochure as this, one can understand why it's listed. My goodness, you make many references to the U.S. Constitution. Well, that's me, and that's you, listeners out there, okay, as suspected domestic terrorists. And then another one here is Christians. And remember when lesbian Attorney General Butch Reno was in office and she referred to fundamentalist Christians as doomsday cult-type groups? Well, here it is in here. Doomsday cult-type groups are suspected domestic terrorists. And as you know, if you're a Christian today and you don't believe the Word of God, wherein it states that a horrific end-time doomsday is coming on this earth, well, then you're probably not a Christian. But you're listed in here, folks, and it goes on and on and on. So I want you to get a copy of this and read it yourself. Read the federal FBI brochure, and please get it in the hands of your sheriffs and your county commissioners. Very, very important, folks. Your county commissioners get a copy, too, because if the sheriff begins to stand up and uphold his duties and uphold his powers and exercise his jurisdiction against federal encroachment in the county commissioners are going to think he's gone off the deep end. They're not going to believe he has these powers, but the sheriffs do have these powers. So please write to us, folks, if you would, at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. It's easy to do. Just put A and A on the envelope. Send it out to HC11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. Or easy to go to our website by just putting jackmclam.com on your search engine, and you'll come up, jackmclam.com, www.jackmclam.com, and you'll come up with our website that has our address and phone number and all that information on it, okay? Lord bless all of you out there. Wish the time hadn't run out already. There's so much more to talk about, but we'll do that tomorrow, God willing. Have a great evening, and don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.